Hi, Love this is Talk Mark Radio. Miller. Hi, this is Mark Miller. I'm here to talk about the corruption of DCF and what they do to people. Just so you know, this show is going to be uncensored. There will be no apologies for anything I say. So if you hear me drop the F-bomb, that's your problem, not mine. For the first show, we are not having any scheduled guest call-in. So that's your problem, not mine. I don't give a crap. I am here to talk about how corrupt DCF is and what they're doing, how corrupt Florida is, and how corrupt Donald Trump and his regime is, his Nazi regime. I do apologize, though, for no music for this first show, but after that, we are going to have music, and it is going to be glorious. And I'm also going to talk about South Lake Hospital and how corrupt those motherfuckers are. And yes, I did drop the F-bomb, so booyah. I went into South Lake Hospital under a while I was having an allergic reaction to a medication called Valsartan. Yes, Valsartan with hydrochlorothiazide. It'll kill you. That should be their slogan for McLeod's, who is the manufacturer of that piece of garbage medication. And while I was in there, I went into a coma. Now, when I went into the hospital, I went in through an ambulance. When I went in, I was wearing shoes. There was nothing wrong with my feet when I went into that hospital. But what happened when I woke up? My fucking left toe was broken. Yes, I had a broken left toe because some motherfucker in South Lake Hospital broke my fucking toe. What did South Lake Hospital do about it? They told me it was psychosomatic. Psycho motherfucking somatic because my toe was broken that they broke and they did nothing about it. Whose fault is it? Not mine. I went in wearing shoes. I remember wearing shoes because I was wearing shoes while I was in the ambulance. It's either that or some asshole went and broke it while I was in the ambulance. Then what happened? I woke up. I have IVs all up and down my arms. I have IV in my feet. What happened? They took it out. My foot was swollen. It swelled up like a balloon. And then I had staph infection put into my foot. That grew on my foot. What did the doctors tell me? Oh, no, it's psychosomatic. This was a Dr. Patel and a Dr. Prince. I can't pronounce Patel's first name, but I can give you Prince's name. It was Grant P. Prince, Dr. Grant P. Prince of South Lake Hospital, or should I call him South Fake Hospital? Because that's what they are. They're fake. They're a fake hospital. They're part of Orlando Health, but they're in Claremont. Claremont, Florida. South Lake Hospital, come and get, come and get staph infection and we'll break a bone while you're in a coma. That should be their motto because they don't give a shit about their patients. What did they do? They took them a week to send in an infectious disease doctor just to have my foot examined by an infectious disease doctor. 1 week. She had me have an MRI and it showed that my toe was broken. What did they do? They sent in a podiatrist to tell me, oh, yeah, your toe's broken. There's nothing I can do until the swelling goes down your feet. And then what did they do? They discharged me 2 days later with a swollen fucking foot. Yes, the pictures are right on the screen. If you look, my foot was swollen. I had staph infection. They gave me antibiotic for it, but they would not admit that they gave me staph infection until... until that infectious disease doctor admitted that I had staph infection. Then they send me home. I could barely walk. Physical therapy and the podiatrist both said that I cannot walk But Dr. Patel, he knows everything because he's a doctor. No, he's a piece of garbage who should go back to medical school. That's what he is. He's a piece of garbage. Went and discharged me. And then when he went to discharge me, you know what he told me? Well, actually, he didn't tell me because he refused to even come in. His nurse on the floor told me, Patel doesn't want to talk to me because he's a fucking coward. That's what he's, the fucking coward who is just a piece of crap. I mean, I've never seen such garbage in my life. I had brain damage from the coma, a second stroke, thanks to these motherfuckers. I tried getting in touch with South Lake Hospital. Oh, wait. I forgot to mention. My mother, who was my medical surrogate and my power of attorney, went and tried getting them to actually take care of me. They told her they were going to rip up her copy of the power of attorney. The hospital told her that. The hospital, South Lake Hospital, who's supposed to be taking care of patients, told my mother that they don't recognize her power of attorney and medical surrogate, and that they were going to tear it up. She went to their COO, a Paul M. Johns, who's an ugly piece of motherfucking shit, who needs to have a foot shoved up his ass, went and made anti-Semitic comments. He's a motherfucking Nazi. Now, I don't say punch Nazis in the face. I don't say punch them in the face. You know why? Because that'll leave a mark on their face. You kick them in the balls because it hurts more. You kick those motherfuckers in the balls. Don't punch them in the face, because if you punch them in the face, you're going to hurt your hand too. Kick them in the nuts. Kick them in the nuts. Make sure that they are in so much pain that when they're down on the ground, you stomp on their faces with your foot. Don't give them the courtesy of punching them in the face. That's too much effort. Stomp on those motherfucking Nazis in the face. Because that's what Donald Trump and the rest of these Republicans are motherfucking Nazis. And that's what that Paul M. Johns is, and that's what Orlando Health is. They're a bunch of Nazis. And that motherfucker, Paul M. Johns, went and stated to my mother that she's a goddamn motherfucking Jew and she's a Christ-killing Jew. That's what he said. He called her a Jew bitch. But Orlando Health doesn't do things like that. Orlando Health, where we support the Nazi regime. That should be another motto. But so back to it. We try calling Orlando Health to make a complaint against South Lake Hospital. They don't know nothing about it. Oh, we don't know. That's not like Paul Johns. That's not like him at all. Oh, bull motherfucking shit. They don't even have kosher meals for Jewish people. They don't have halal food for Muslims. But what do they have? Pork. Pork everywhere. Pork. Motherfucker, not everybody eats pork. Not everybody eats meat. Have a little bit of consideration for those who are not good Christians or the Nazis like Trump and the Republicans and Paul M. Johns. I mean, people, he walks down the hall. People, I'm surprised people haven't done the Heil Hitler thing to him. But this is South Lake Hospital. This is how they treat their patients. This is how Orlando Health treats their patients. Don't go to Orlando Health. Don't go to South Lake Hospital because they are pieces of garbage. That's what they are. They're pieces of shit. They hate anybody that is not a good Christian. They're just like Trump. They are just like Trump because they treat minorities like pieces of shit. I contacted DCF to file a complaint. What happened? I get a call from this Claire Fonterra, an Adult Protective Service investigator. She calls me while I'm trying to get records from South Lake, which South Lake refuses to provide to me, so that I can sue South Lake. And she's lecturing me that I should have stayed home all fucking day because I had to talk to her. After I called TCF, they told me it's going to take up to 24 hours. She made the decision that she has to come down and talk to me that moment. She's lecturing me that I had no right to leave my apartment to go and get my records. After a half-hour lecture about that, she starts complaining to me because her boss, she's working overtime, and it took her an hour and a half. God forbid that she actually has to do her job. Oh, my God. I worked at fucking Disney. I did my job. And I got treated like garbage at my job. But her, she just drove down, and it took her an hour and a half to drive from Traveris. And I believe that's where it is, Traveris, where her headquarters is. And I'm going to give her address for that, which is 1300 South Duncan Drive, Building D. I guess D stands for Dick, in Traveris, Florida, 32778-5236. Now, her name is Claire Bonterra. She's from the UK. She came in. I told her I had brain damage. I could not remember things, that my mom has to speak for me because I have brain damage. What did she do? She told my mother to shut the hell up and stay in the kitchen, that she's going to ask me any questions she feels like without my mother's interference. Yes, that's right. She told that to my mom. That's how DCF speaks to people who file complaints. Unless it's an attorney, because these attorneys are esteemed attorneys, or if it's a doctor, because they're esteemed doctors. Esteemed doctors, you know what an esteemed doctor is? It's the shit that comes out your ass. That's the esteem part. That's the steam. Because they're a bunch of bullshit. It took her an hour and a half of interrogating. The way she spoke to me, the way she treated me, was wrong. The way she acted was like I was the criminal because I'm filing a complaint against an esteemed hospital. Ooh, South Lake, an esteemed hospital. She probably goes there. She probably has all her doctors there. That's why she was so angry, because she had to go to the esteemed hospital. And there was a complaint against an esteemed hospital. But that's not fair to complain against an esteemed hospital, is it? That's okay. It took her 2 months. Almost 2 months for her to call me back to tell me, well, we didn't find anything wrong with what the hospital did. We had a nurse investigate. You're gonna have a nurse investigate a hospital. Jeez, that's like having a cop investigate the cops. Think about it. You think they're going to go and investigate and find anything wrong with what the hospital does? Think about it. That's common sense. They're not going to do that. It's a good old boys club. That's like the Florida bar. It's like any bar with attorneys. They do not go up against each other. You can file a complaint. You can have pages upon pages upon pages of evidence against an attorney, and the Bar Association will go and say, we didn't find anything wrong. Yeah, we saw that he did do that, but we didn't do anything. He didn't do anything wrong. You know why? Because it's a good old boys club. That's like saying, I mean, think about it. You don't. It's criminals investigating criminals. These nurses are not going to go and say, they did something wrong. But I showed DCF that Claire Fonterra my foot. I showed her my foot. She saw that the toe was broken. I showed her the report from the MRI. I showed her a report from a CT scan, which states that I had the MRI of my left foot. They said that they did a comparison of my right foot on a CT scan. at South Lake Hospital at Four Corners, right across from Kagan Crossing where the Walmart is. They did a comparison of my right foot to my left foot. Think about that for a second, boys and girls. Think about that for a second. Your right, my left foot is the foot that's bothering me, right? Am I correct? But they did a comparison of the right foot. And you know what South Lake told us? Well, we can always change it on your record, but we're not going to put any notations as to why it was changed. Does that sound legal to you? Does that sound ethical to you? Not to me. My father was a veterinarian. Anything that he had to do for correction, he had to annotate as to why he made a correction on an animal's record. All doctors have to do that. But what do these doctors, what's this hospital doing? They're covering their asses. Why? Because they did something wrong. But DCF doesn't find anything wrong with it. That's the corruption of DCF. DCF will go after people who are innocent, people who have, who are the elderly, just so that they can put them in with guardians. And why? Because they're in collusion with guardians. Guardians are murderers. My grandmother had an attorney, an esteemed attorney, albeit, who stole money from my grandfather's estate and killed my grandmother. But DCF doesn't see anything wrong with that. They said he did everything right. Really, my grandmother died mysteriously. Her body was brought straight up to Pennsylvania. I didn't find out about her death until 2 weeks later. But because it was an esteemed attorney that did it, that they don't find anything wrong with it. That is the corruption of DCF. DCF will go after people for no reason at all. I have a friend who is being harassed by the Vermont DCF over the fact that she allegedly did something to her kids. But what happened? Nothing. She didn't do squat, and I don't believe that she did squat. You know why? Because DCF is corrupt. DCF is corrupt. She even got a letter saying that there was nothing found against her with DCF. But what happened? DCF is still harassing her. And she can't sue because DCF is so powerful. There is more power with DCF than there is. It's like dealing with the IRS. The IRS and DCF have too much power. They'll go after people who are innocent, but they won't go after the corrupt. They won't go after those who hurt people. They won't go after people who do the damage. This is Donald Trump's America. This is what you're dealing with when you vote Republican, because the Republicans don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about anybody but themselves. They'll fill their pockets so that they don't have to do anything. And it's always the same thing over and over again. DCF is corrupt. This government is corrupt. Ron DeSantis's office won't even do anything about it. I contacted that Claire Fonterra's supervisor, and he was just as nasty as Claire Fonterra. Just as nasty, if not worse, than Claire Fonterra. And he told me that it was my fault that they didn't find anything, that I should shut the hell up, that I should just keep my mouth shut because they're DCF. And they can do anything they want. They can speak to us any way they want. That's how we're treated. I called up their inspector general's office, and I heard nothing back. It's been, let's see, I called on Thursday. It's Monday now. No call back. And they won't call back. You know why they won't call back? Because they're corrupt. Because they made the mistake. They did the wrong deed. They know they did the wrong deed, but they're corrupt. And then Claire Fonterra's supervisor goes and says, "Well, the nurse is unbiased, and she looked at the records. How do I know she didn't get anything from the hospital? How do I know she didn't get paid off by the hospital to ignore it? I want an explanation. I want to know what she looked at. How do I know she didn't get the full record? Because South Lake Hospital has a habit of only giving abstracts. But this is South Lake Hospital. They're the greatest in the world, aren't they?" This is what we deal with. This is what the average person deals with in Florida. The harassment of DCF, the way DCF speaks to their innocent people, and the way that they treat people who make complaints. They ignore when there's a complaint against them. But Ron DeSantis's office, you can't even get through to them. When you do, they send you to the inspector general. They won't send you to Chad Popple's office, who is in charge of DCF. Yes, there is somebody in charge of DCF. His name is Chad Popple. And today we tried calling Ron DeSantis's office to see if we can speak to Chad Popple or to get transferred to his office. And you know what? You can't. You can't get in touch with Chad Popple. You know why? Because Chad Popple doesn't want to talk to people, and neither does Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, the Sunshine State, the person who's supposed to be protecting this state, running this state, governing this state, has done nothing. He won't do anything. You know why? Because he's a Republican. This is the Republican way. We'll do the least amount of work, but steal the most amount of money. And they go after Democrats. And Donald Trump is just as bad. He is corrupt. He is a Nazi. DeSantis is a Nazi. Everybody who is supporting these people are Nazis. And I don't care what they say. Oh, yeah, I have a Jewish friend. So what? You have a Jewish friend. But do you hang out with them? Do you go out and do things with them? No. I haven't seen one person do that. But what do? They want to run the state, but they want to run as a Christian state. And that's what DCF is doing. They're going – we told that Claire Fonterra, what Paul M. Johns from South Lake Hospital, the COO, said. And she said, "Well, I never heard of anything like that." And then she goes and says – gives some lame-ass thing saying, "Oh, she's Jewish. She was raised by a rabbi in Boca Raton. My mother contacted that rabbi. He never heard of her. He doesn't even know who the hell that woman is. But she told my mother also that there's a kosher bakery somewhere on 50. We looked that up. We couldn't find it. Where are these people getting their stories from? That was a thing to get my mother to calm down from an attack of anti-Semitism by Paul M. Johns, COO of South Lake Hospital, a subsidiary of Orlando Health. And Orlando Health even told us that they do not take responsibility for the actions of their employees. That's right. A corporation, which by corporate law, and okay, you're going to ask me, how do I know about corporative law? Let's start off with the beginning. I have a bachelor's in business, I have an MBA in HR, and I'm going for a doctorate in global business management. So I think I know a little bit more about business than a lot more than a lot of people. I'm not saying I'm the brightest person in the world, I'm not saying I'm the smartest person in the world, but I know something, and I ain't that dumb. I may be stupid looking, but I'm not that dumb. And they're going and telling us that they don't have to take responsibility. They're a corporation. They are a C corporation. A C corporation, it takes responsibility for the actions of all employees. All employees that work for them have to act in a specific manner or the corporation is responsible. But they don't want to take responsibility. You know why? because I'm Jewish. That's what the whole thing is. They are anti-Semitic. The CEO, the CFO, everybody in South Lake Hospital, as well as Orlando Health, are a bunch of anti-Semites. They don't want to take responsibility for the actions of their employees. I called up, I tried to talk to a Carol Paris, who's the head of risk management over at Orlando Health, because she told Southlake that they're not allowed to talk to me. So they're refusing to, and she's refused to call me back. The person who said that she's the only one that's allowed to talk to me is refusing to call me back. I'm a little confused on that one. It's been 2 months now, and Carol Paris has not called me back. But my toe's still broken. I need to go in for surgery for my foot. I have to have pins and a screw put in my toe so that my toe can go down again. I need to have a tendon loosened. They have to cut the tendon to cut it down so that my toe will be able to bend again. I can't bend my toe. I'm walking around with a toe that's sticking up in the air, giving everyone the thumbs up with the big toe. Do you know how painful that is? My toe spasms every single day, all hours upon hours. I'm taking muscle relaxants to relax the pain in my foot. But does anybody care? No. DCF told me that that they set a precedence, actually, saying that a hospital can go and damage someone's foot. That's what they said. They said a hospital can go and damage someone's foot, and that's not abuse. Explain that to me. I want that explained to me like I'm a five-year-old fucking child. I asked Claire Fonterra's manager to explain that to me. He wouldn't. You know why? Because he's corrupt. DCF is corrupt. They don't want to do their job. These are the people that are supposed to be protecting the disabled, the elderly, children. But what are they doing? They're protecting the criminals. They're protecting the people who hurt other people and then say, oh, well, we don't see anything wrong with it. I brought up to them that they allowed my grandmother to be killed. You know what they told me? Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened to your grandmother. You can't say sorry to the dead. That's like saying, that's not something, can you bring her back? Bring back my grandmother. Well, I can't. Well, no, you can't. You know why you can't? Because first of all, it goes against all the laws of physics. Second of all, it's immoral. Third of all, it's impossible. So you can't bring somebody back who's dead. You cannot say sorry to the dead. But DCF thinks that they can go and say whatever they want, act any way they want, and it's okay. They treat everybody like you're garbage, like they're garbage, except for esteemed attorneys and doctors. The people who abuse you are the esteemed attorneys and the doctors. But what do? They abuse the people who are filing the complaints. This is DCF. This is the people that are supposed to be protecting you. Or they go after someone who's innocent because somebody files a false claim and they act like it's the person who's faulted it, the person who's being accused, even though they have evidence. They can show papers upon papers of things that they did to take care of their child or their relative. But DCF doesn't care about that. DCF cares about one thing only, separating families from each other. They're protecting the criminals and not protecting the innocent, the people who actually care about their families. That's what DCF does. DCF doesn't care. DCF is corrupt. This state is corrupt. When we contacted the sheriff's department in South Florida about my grandmother's death. You know what happened? There was a detective named Detective Sowers, Darlis Sowers, of the sheriff's department, deputy from Palm Beach Sheriff, who is Rick Bradshaw, who is the sheriff of Palm Beach County. She threatened my mother that she was going to have my mother arrested if she continues to pursue the death of my grandmother, because an esteemed attorney was taking care of my grandmother. That esteemed attorney embezzled money from Pennsylvania, an account in Pennsylvania, to another account in Florida. That's RICO. But did DCF do anything about it? Did Palm Beach Sheriffs do anything about it? No. They didn't do anything. You know why? Because he's an esteemed attorney. That's what this country is literally thriving off of. Attorneys corrupt everything. And if DCF is allowing an esteemed attorney, and the sheriff's department is allowing esteemed attorneys to murder their wards, they're going to allow hospitals to abuse patients. And that's the problem with the state. This state just allows corruption. And you have governors like Governor DeSantis, governors like Rick Scott, who is now, Senator Rick Scott, or should we say Rick Snot, because he was horrible. I don't know how he got reelected or how he got elected as senator when we had an amazing senator, Bill Nelson, who worked for his constituents. Rick Snot does nothing. He sits there jerking off and collects a paycheck. I haven't seen him do anything, not one thing, for this state, for this country. I haven't seen one iota of anything done except stealing more money. And this is how this government is. This government, Florida, is corrupt. DCF is corrupt. They allow this corruption because they cover it up. Everything is a cover-up. Everything is a good old boys club in this country and in this state. And it's all because the Republicans don't want anybody to be protected. They don't protect the people. They protect themselves. I haven't seen one honest Republican ever in office. And I want someone to show me one honest Republican since I've been alive. Since 1979, show me one honest Republican. I know that there are corrupt Democrats out there, but I know that there are corrupt, and I know which ones those are. But I also know that there are corrupt Republicans, and it's a majority of Republicans that are corrupt, not the Democrats. And you can say anything you want about how horrible Democrats are. Democrats are socialists. Democrats are this. Democrats are that. Republicans are Nazis, because they are forcing things like abortion on people, the anti-abortion laws on people who have been raped through incest. You want three-eyed kids walking around, ten fingers on one hand? That's what you get when you have incest. But these people support incest and rape. So in other words, what they're saying is that it's okay for you to rape your daughter, rape your sister, rape your mother, and they can have your child. And that's what they're saying. They're saying it's okay for that. So anybody who is supporting these anti-abortion bills are supporting rape of an innocent child, of your own child. So if your daughter gets raped by your brother, you're gonna force them to have that child. That's not what this country was supposed to be based on. But DCF won't go after something like that. DCF will go after somebody who's filing a complaint against a hospital because they got hurt, and they attack you. they'll attack the patient who was hurt by the hospital. They'll go after the family members who are trying to protect the elderly and the disabled from abusive relatives. And they'll allow attorneys to take advantage and doctors to take advantage of the patients. That's what DCF is. That's how wonderful DCF is. They act like they're God's given right to everything because they're DCF. Department of Family and Children is what they're supposed, or Department of Children and Families is what they're supposed to be. But they separate the parents and the family members who take care of the ones that are being abused away. They take the family members who are being abused from the ones that are taking care of them and give them to the abusers. That's what they do. And that's what this Claire Fonterra did. She allowed, with DCF, she allowed Southlake Hospital to abuse me. And her boss allowed DCF to, or allowed Southlake Hospital to abuse me. They said they found nothing wrong with my toe being broken in that hospital. Nothing wrong. But that's okay. But if I went up there and started a scene, you know what they would do? They'd Baker Act me. They would put me in the hospital and Baker Act me, saying I'm crazy because I'm telling everyone that they broke my toe. That's what that hospital would do. And you know what? DCF would back them on it. You know why? Because DCF doesn't care. DCF doesn't give a shit because they get paid money for every time that they separate a family. They get paid for every time that they Baker Act somebody. Each person gets $7,000, $7,000 to separate a family, $7,000 to allow abuse. But that's okay according to DCF. That's okay according to Governor DeSantis. That's okay according to Donald Trump. Yeah, I told them that Governor DeSantis doesn't answer the phone. Or when he does, they pass the buck on. Because that's what they do. They pass the buck on. Oh, well, you got to talk to the Inspector General of DCF. I want to speak to Chad Popple. I want to speak to the boss. I don't want to speak to some low-level idiot. I want to speak to the boss. I want to know where the buck stops with DCF. Trash. It's the trash, Mom, just like the trash that's part of this government. I don't know who said it, but there was a famous person who said that there needs to be a revolution every 200 years to keep the government honest. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. And that's what's happening. We need to make this government honest again. That means getting rid of these Republicans from office. I don't give a shit if you're Republican or not. I don't care if you find this offensive. You can go and put on your big boy pants and your big girl panties and take it. Because I don't give a shit anymore. I am tired of the corruption. I am tired of the bullshit. If I went and broke someone's toe, I'd be held responsible for it. Southlake is not being held responsible for it. If I went and hit someone with a car, I'd be held responsible for it. Southlake can go and kill somebody, but they're not held responsible for it because they're doctors. They're esteemed doctors. They're an esteemed hospital. That's what the corruption is. There is no honesty anymore. If there ever was honesty, there is no honesty. And that's why I'm saying, fuck this government. Get rid of the corruption. Get rid of the Republicans. Put in Democrats. Make this whole country blue because you cannot have corruption like there is with these fucking Republicans. And I am saying it. This country is fucking corrupt. DCF is corrupt. They are a corrupt department, and it's not just in Florida. It is nationwide that DCF is corrupt. You show me one honest person that has not been screwed by DCF. you show me one honest investigator from DCF, because I sure as hell can't find one. I sure as hell can't see one. Every one of these investigators are corrupt. These Adult Protective Services investigators, they don't give a shit. They don't care. The Inspector General of DCF doesn't care. Chad Popple, the head of DCF, doesn't give a shit because he's sitting there. There's no way to get in contact with him. I bet you he sits in his office all day jerking off, watching TV, goofing around. I don't give a shit. If he has the balls, call me. I piss you off, call me and say, oh, I don't do that. But you won't because you don't have the balls to do it, Chad Popple. Governor DeSantis doesn't have the balls personally to call me. He'll send a lackey to call and give some lame-ass excuse as to why. But you know why? Because they make over $100,000 a year. Who makes over $100,000 a year? The government. They're the biggest welfare recipients in the world. They steal more money. Not only do they get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, they also get free gas, free food. Everything is handed to them on a silver platter. Plus, they get money from lobbyists. That's how DeSantis got in. And I think that DCF needs to be investigated. There should be a separate investigation against DCF because DCF is corrupt, especially the Lake County DCF, especially Claire Fonterra, Adult Protective Services investigator, and her boss, and the Inspector General of DCF, and also Chad Popple, and also Governor DeSantis. Yes, I am calling him a piece of shit. Governor DeSantis is a piece of shit because he's a coward. He won't even answer his own phone. He has his lackey answer. What does he do all day? I haven't seen him do squat. But he'll go to anti-abortion rallies, and he'll sit there and preach anti-abortion, and he goes after the LGBTQAI community. And I have friends in that community. And you know what? They all think the same thing. Republicans are Nazis. And like I said, don't punch a Nazi in the face. Kick him in the nuts. Kick him in the balls. And when they're down, kick him in the face because you don't want to hurt your fist. Kick him in their pockets. Kick them out of office. You want to hurt these Nazis? Kick the Republicans out of office. Give them the pink slip. Vote them out. Vote them out. That's the only way you're going to get rid of this corruption, especially with DCF, especially in Florida, especially with every state that has DCF. DCF needs a federal investigation done by Democrats, a federal investigation on all DCF complaints, and also all DCF investigations need to be investigated by the federal government because they're corrupt. They get these nurses in who go and won't testify against another nurse or doctor or hospital because they could, if they lose their job with DCF, they could work for the hospital. Or they get paid off by the hospital, or the hospital doesn't give them the full record. And we told that Claire Fonterra, Adult Protective Services investigator, that. We told her that they're not going to give her the full record. And she said, oh, no, they'll give us the full record. Isn't that what she said? She said that they would give her the full record. I don't believe they gave her the full record. I don't believe that they gave that nurse the full record because if they did, it would have shown my code was broken in their hospital. But they don't want to hear that. Also, Paul M. Johns, or I should call him, what is that? Of the SS went and said to my mother that he's going to put stuff in my record about her, which is defamation and slander. But Southlake Hospital doesn't do things like that. According to Claire Fonterra, she knows everything. I honestly think that she's a fucking Nazi. She claims to have been raised by a rabbi. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for one fucking second because she doesn't know anything about Judaism. If anybody who grew up with a rabbi, anybody who grew up in a Jewish home knows about Judaism, and she claims she was adopted. If she was adopted by a rabbi, she would have said, well, I was an adopted Jew. No. You state that I am Jewish. I was adopted by a Jewish family. I was raised Jewish. She wasn't raised Jewish. And that's where I found it to be suspicious. That's where my mother found it to be suspicious. Because as soon as she said that, I knew, and my mother knew, that she was a liar. I'm going to cut this short. This is supposed to be an hour-long show, but I'm starting to lose my voice, and that's why I said next show I'll have music so that I can take a little bit of a break. So remember, fight the power, fight the Republicans, fight the Nazis. Florida DCF is corrupt, and that's my take on it. Have a good day.